Hey everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our April Money Making Websites Academy call. Wow, this year just seems to be flying by. And I got a couple of exciting things to share. We've been experimenting with this idea, and you've heard me talk about it as one of the opportunities of being a market maker, of being, you know, when you're using your asset of your buyer prospects, your market watch list, all the people who've come in and left their name and their email, when you ultimately start showing homes to those people, or you go out and see people who are thinking about listing their home, I really cannot believe what's been happening when we really focus on using that as a catalyst to get new business. And I'll give you a couple of examples. I mentioned that we've been doing some experimenting with the mastermind group that I've been doing in Toronto. And so it's nice to get some like hands-on frontline, really see what's kind of happening experience. And so I look at that and I see now Chuck Charlton as a example, the most recent example that comes to mind. We were just talking this morning and he had a buyer who was looking for a very specific townhouse complex, wanted to be in there. There were 160 units in there, and we did up a flyer that kind of looks like the just listed cards, you know, same kind of thing, like your, do you know what your neighbor at 22 Greystone did, like that style, but we had the headline was, now how to sell your whatever the name of the let's call it River Run townhouse in as little as 24 hours, and laugh to yourself at how easy it was. And then we went on to just tell the story of that, of the situation, of exactly what was going on. And the out of 160, there were 160 units in this complex, and Chuck ended up getting the two people who called, two appointments that he ended up getting. One of the couples listed their townhouse and they're buying another one. And the other one, they sold to the buyer who was the catalyst for the reason they were doing it in the first place. And so when you look at this, you know, how encouraging that is, because we'd had exactly that same experience when sending out a pre-announcement of a listing that was coming on the market with Jason in Kingston, of sending out an announcement to the get response list that he was going over to see somebody about listing a condo, and getting getting in to see the townhouse or getting in to see the condo before it actually went on the market. And so that really has been an incredible thing. So let me read this for you if I can get one, get it up here. So here it is. Sell your townhouse on Hampshire Way in less than 48 hours and laugh at how easy it was. And then there's a picture of Hampshire Terrace, and I'll put this up on the on our Money Making Websites group in Facebook, and we'll put it up on Daily Dashboard for you. But the picture of the townhouse complex was a caption, and we wrote the whole thing in the voice of the buyer. So it's very similar. If you remember me showing you how we wrote the ads, I need to sell these last six Muskoka home sites in the voice of the of the seller. It's the same kind of thing writing it in the voice of the buyer. So the caption under the picture says, I'm looking for a 2 or 3 bedroom townhouse. This is the kind of place I'm looking for. I'm ready to move anytime, and I have my pre-approval. So it's like they see this townhouse. It's exactly like their townhouse. They know that's the area, and then body of the flyer says, it looks like a newspaper article, Milton, Ontario. If you're thinking about selling your home on Hampshire Way now or in the next few months, this could be a very important letter for you to read. My name is Corey, and I'm currently in the market to buy a townhouse. I'm a first-time buyer, and I've been pre-approved for a mortgage. I work in the tech industry, and I have a good down payment that came from the sale of my family's home in Mississauga. Right now, I'm staying with family out of town, and it's a long commute in the morning and the evening that would be great to shorten by living in town. I'd really like to find a place in Milton, and I'm flexible on my moving date, although sooner is certainly better. I've seen a few Mattamy townhouses. That's one of the builders, but they've been a little bit plain for me. I like the high ceilings and modern finishes I've found in the Hampshire townhouses. I just missed out on one that sold very quickly, but I wanted to reach out to you and see if you'd be interested in moving this spring. If you are, please reach out to my agent, and got their phone numbers in here, or you can email, and got the email at charltonadvantage.com. Also, if you hear of any neighbors that are looking to move, please let Chuck know so that we can get in touch with them. Thanks, and have a super day. So that little flyer right there, you know, cost less than $5 to do 160 of those, and got those, you know, delivered just to those 160 homes, and turns into three transactions ultimately is what that will turn into. And that kind of thing. So now Chuck's gotten to where this past week they now have somebody whose whole role, they've got a part-time role on their team now for somebody who is a market maker to just take advantage and do these things for all the opportunities that you have. And when you think about it, you know, if you're doing a pretty good volume, you've got lots of opportunities of every time you're showing houses or every time you're going to see somebody about listing a house. And even though I know you guys know these things, and I know that the frustration often is not in not knowing what to do, but knowing that it's going to get done. You know, and there's the thing where your as a entrepreneur role is to make things up, which, you know, come up with the idea. So you hear this idea right now, and you know that there's a great opportunity there that every time you get, imagine if every time you're showing homes, just every week, if you were just to be able to tell somebody, this is who I'm showing houses to. And when you know what they're looking for, if you could automatically somehow have that happen, that the ideal areas get a flyer or a postcard from the voice of the seller looking for a potential seller in that area. We've had such good luck with it. It's been you know, an amazing response getter. And that was one of the things that I was really amazed by when we were doing all the stuff with Julie. So I'm really enjoying getting like hands-on on this and to see that kind of happen. So that, you know, my challenge to you would be to imagine what could happen if every time you get a buyer, you were able to trigger something that goes out and finds the ideal home. You know, just magic things could happen. And if every time before you go out to see a seller, you're sending out a announcement to your get response list in advance of that. It's like those two things recurring are where the real value is. See, that's the, I was saying that as an entrepreneur, your role is to make things up and to make them real. So you get the, turn the idea into this is a flyer. And once you get the flyer once, now it becomes an asset that you have that now just needs to move into the recurring category where people, you have somebody who's responsible for making that happen whenever it gets triggered by having a new buyer or a new seller to talk about. So I want to hear if you guys have had any experiences with that you can share. And because we've been talking about market making for a little while now, and I want to see what's been going on for you, what your experiences with that. A couple of other things. We've been watching with amazement as Craigslist has sort of completely sealed off every possible value to us as a lead generator, aside from promoting your listings. We get into a situation now where their terms are that you can't link off of the site, you can't have anything in the pictures that encourage you to link off to the site or offer any kind of valuable information. What they really want is that you just put up the pictures of the listing, all the information about that listing, a specific and single listing with specific pictures only on that one listing that's for sale. But that the thing that I'm looking at there is that may be the perfect kind of thing for these type of I always call them truth ads, where you're kind of telling the story about that seller. Like if I were doing those building lots for the developer, it could be, you could do that same style in Craigslist with the, I need to sell these six Muskoka home sites in the next 30 days, or, we need to sell our Kingsmill townhouse this weekend and we're willing to sell it for whatever. So as an announcement for getting a story out or to inviting people to an open house or whatever needs to happen, it's going to be a viable thing for promoting listings. So I'd love to hear your feedback on what you've been doing, what your Craigslist strategy is now, if you've adapted it or how you've been using it or if you've heard of any workarounds for that. That would be great to talk about today. And then the other thing is using Facebook ads for for generating and getting listing leads. We've been doing really great things with running the same sort of language on the getting listings postcard as a newsfeed ad in Facebook, and getting people to go to your getting listings landing page to generate leads that way. So, Chuck has been able to generate 40 or 50 new seller leads using this. Laura Doucette has been running that, and I forget how many she said, but I think she got like five or six for, I want to say $40 maybe. Those, whatever it is, it's pretty low cost, pretty similar to the cost of doing the postcard mailings. And so now that you can kind of target specific geography, the name, you can't target neighborhoods like we can, but you can target specific geography. So you can say Winter Haven plus 5 miles. So everybody within 5 miles of Winter Haven is who we're going to show that ad to that are over 18 and live in that geographic area. So that's kind of a good thing that's been working out really well. And I'd love to hear any of your Facebook strategies. And I think that's kind of a cool thing. One of the things that we're working on now as we make the transition over to GoGo Agent is working on being able to create what Facebook calls custom audiences, where we can take everybody in your MarketWatch list and create a custom audience and match them up with Facebook users, so that searches their emails, and then only show ads just to those people. So if you've got just a 1,000 or 5,000 people on in your MarketWatch list, we can take that and create a custom audience in Facebook and only show Facebook ads to those people. So that's all kind of very exciting. So I'm not that disappointed about the Craigslist changes, because as they're changing, Facebook is becoming more and more of a viable product. So that's all exciting stuff going on right now. So let's open up the call. If you've got any commentary on any of those things, or you have any questions or anything that you specifically want to talk about, *6 on your phone. That will bring you into the queue, and I'll see that you've raised your hand and bring you into the call. *6 on your phone. Here we go.
Hey, Dean,
Connie,
it's Connie Shepherd in Minneapolis.
How are you? Is it
I'm
thawing
great,
out up
thanks.
There yet?
We are actually having some beautiful days, sunshine, and not much snow left at all. So feels really good.
Oh,
fresh
cool.
air.
Love it.
Yeah. So I am wondering if there are any templates for this Craigslist, for the Craigslist ad or the Facebook, if there's any templates that we can just go in and...
Facebook has the... There's no templates for Craigslist ads, because you're not allowed to upload those kind of big things like we were using in Craigslist now. The other thing they let you do is upload the pictures of your listings. So that's evolving. We'll work on that. But Facebook has their own template. So when you go in to create the Facebook ad, it just literally is fill in the blanks. And I think what we just started a new Project Cyrus group, and part of the thing in Project Cyrus, of course, is we've always used Craigslist as a strategy, so we're going to replace that with some Facebook things. So we'll have a tutorial on placing the Facebook ads too.
Okay, where's that tutorial going to be?
We don't have that yet. We don't have it yet.
Oh, okay.
But in the meantime, it's not. It's very easy to do within the Facebook page. Like if you just go up by your, up at the top right above, where all the navigation stuff is in Facebook, they've got a drop down menu, and one of the things is create ads, and then it's just literally kind of fill in the blanks. So. But we'll have a tutorial to kind of walk you through that.
Okay, great.
But it hasn't been too difficult. People have been able to figure it out. And the good news now is if you just even go to YouTube, I'm actually going to do that for you right now, because I remember there was how to place a Facebook ad.
Oh.
Let's see what we got on... how to place a Facebook ad, beginner's tutorial.
That's what I need.
Let's get it 2014, because that always, there we go. How to create a Facebook ad in 2014. That's what we're looking for right there.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Okay.
I can look that up. That would be great. And
I'm going to post that on our Facebook group right now.
Awesome. And then... How, I guess I'm not seeing how you connect that ad with the people in, like in my money-making website.
Okay, that one is a, that would be a getting listings ad. So you would look, you would choose the geography and use the offer for the report. You know, so it would be for the report on Minneapolis house prices, or if there's a particular suburb that you're doing.
Okay. Okay. So so I would be doing a getting listings type ad,
yes,
on my
really been,
money-making
that's what's
website.
Really been, right. That's what's really been working well. And now
okay.
we're going to now I'm interested in figuring out the using it to find buyers as well. It's been really good for finding sellers.
Okay.
But here's a video tutorial on creating Facebook ads. Here we go. So I'll put that right there. Paste. And there we go.
Okay.
So you got it.
Okay.
So, you know, you were at the Academy and we were talking about this market maker idea. Have you had any chance to do any of that, or what's been your thinking around that?
You know, I think as far as I've gotten with it is just the awareness of, you know,
right.
just being, are you talking about those five different things?
Well, that's on, yeah, on your listings. We
mm-hmm.
talk about the, you know, the opportunities that you have to find a buyer, find the buyer, get the next listing, get a referral, and
right.
of course get the house sold. So, yeah, no, this what I was specifically talking about was when you get a buyer who you're
mm-hmm.
looking at homes with to be able to send a flyer into those areas where they're looking, telling the story that they're, you know, here it is. These are pre-approved buyers looking for a home in this area. And, you know, that's going to encourage people who are, you know, imminently thinking of putting their house on the market. This could be the time saver for them, you know?
Right. And I have not done that yet because the buyers that I've been working with have been too all over the map. They haven't been specific to a particular neighborhood yet.
Right. Yeah.
But just keeping that top of mind because I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
And I can see how it can work.
And
I think just keeping all of those things more top of mind is making me more aware of the opportunities there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank
Very
you.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It
now,
is.
Have you been using Craigslist for anything, or how do you?
I used to use it. I was using it, and I was using. I had maybe 25, 30 ads on it, and I was getting some response. Most of it went to my bank owned. I have not been using it recently, and I'd like to start up using it again. And just, you know, I haven't put together the new ads to go up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, as soon as we this is the thing. It'd be if we get some best practices together on that, with people sharing what's working, that would be a super thing too. So, stay
right.
tuned.
Okay, will do.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay, guys, star 6 on your phone. That'll bring you into the queue here. We had a great last night. We had our 150th episode of the I Love Marketing podcast, and we did a live call with that. We were on almost 3 hours. We did 2 episodes of the podcast, so that was kind of a fun experience with people calling in from all over the world, Korea and Australia and the whole thing. Star 6, what's going on? You guys are pretty quiet today. This is for you. Star 6 on your phone. Do my eyes deceive me?
Oh, Dean?
that can't be right. Matthew Greenberg, it says on my screen here.
It says who it is, and I'm running, but I just thought I'd pipe in. just a hard story. I am funded yesterday, closing escrow on a property today from a Market Watch subscriber from 2010.
Wow, that's good news. That's awesome. And what 2010, are they buying, Malibu or Beverly Hills, or where are they?
Actually, he's buying a duplex in West Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking for, and that was a test property because he has issues with funds coming into the country. And now we're looking for a home for him. And we've looked at twice right now is called the Storer House.
Okay.
It's a 1923 Frank Lloyd Wright Mason brick home. So you can Google
Wow.
it, the Storer House.
Okay.
And I got to tell you something. I walked into the great room. Frank Lloyd Wright always has a great room.
Yep.
And I turned to the listing and I said, this is a great room with a capital G.
Oh, wow.
I was just
that's
unbelievable. But
Frank
if you go
Lloyd
and Google, there's a Wikipedia on the Storer House.
Okay.
And
how are you spelling How are you spelling it? The what? The store?
S-T-O-R-E-R.
Oh,
the fellow's name was John. The fellow's name was John Storer that Frank Lloyd Wright was building it for.
Oh, very nice. This looks like, so in Lakeland is a Florida Southern college is the largest single collection of Frank Lloyd Wright buildings.
So this is one of the more livable houses.
You
know, many of them were not, and it was finished by the son, and then the grandson Eric Wright put in the pool in the 80s. That
nice.
Lines up with the masonry. And they still have the equipment on site to make new mason stones to form them if they need if they crack. The listing agent, instead of having printed up marketing. He actually gave away a coffee table book that has the house in it.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Because he could buy it as a closeout book, and he goes,
yeah.
It's cheap to give the books out.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, there you go.
It turns out that the owner is Paul Allen, and my client has met him.
Oh, wow.
He goes, I met the owner. He goes, I met him. You know, because I hadn't told him who the owner was. I kind of kept that separate. Very interesting, but it's an amazing house. I didn't start into this as knowing much about architecture, but that really was something quite something to see. And we'll see how they follow up. We've been in it a couple of times now. But
awesome.
It's a long shot. Believe me, it's a long shot.
Hmm.
Anyhow, I just thought I'd pipe in 4 years, 2010, MarketWatch subscriber. And he still comments about getting my weekly updates.
Of course. Well, real buyers, that's what they want, right?
You know, I'll see him, and he goes, I got your update yesterday. I saw whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So still responding to it, even though, but 2010, just wanted to tell you that. Anyhow, I've got to run. I've got to go to a property.
Thanks, Matthew.
Million-dollar condos in Beverly Hills, go figure.
Perfect.
For South Korean investors.
Perfect.
So, in Westwood, came to Westwood side. Anyhow, take care. Thank you, Dean.
Okay. Yep. Bye. Okay, guys, *6 on your phone. I talked about what I want to talk about. Now we get to talk about what you want to talk about. Here we go.
Hi, Dean. It's Anne-Marie
Hi.
Stone. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Anne-Marie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I have something that I wanted to share with you and the group on the call today, and it has to do with our whole Getting Listings program.
Yeah.
There was a company that approached me in an email called Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, programs.com. And
okay.
in their presentation, it was very much set up like our Getting Listings, but it's all Facebook based.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get a chance, you might want to take a look at their program, because in it has information about sending out this postcard where you blast it to a specific zip code, or you know how you usually do
right,
geographic territories for Facebook ads and so forth. And every week they get on a call, and last week they talked about the Power Editor. I don't know if you're familiar with Power Editor.
Oh, for the Facebook.
For Facebook,
app.
Yeah. This is all Facebook based, and it was telling us how to set up an ad, basically, and it has a built-in, if you will, company they have within their program, marketing program, of like a get response where all of the leads are captured inside,
right.
And then you can send out all these pre-written, postcards type things or lead generator flyers and things of that nature. It's a very, very similar program. Shockingly enough, it sounds like something you would create.
Not so shockingly. Those guys are from Florida here. They were they started out as affiliates for our getting listings program.
I wondered because there's so much.
Yeah, no, totally. They basically went and created their own program from it.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very comprehensive, but it has Dean Jackson written all over it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's very effective, you know, but I'm just saying that everything that they did sounded like something that came from you. And
right.
I just thought I'd mention it because there's a Chris and there's a Jared and...
Calvin,
okay, all right. Yeah, so I wasn't sure if you were aware of it. I think they're in Gainesville, something like that.
Mm-hmm. They're in Florida, yeah, right
yeah.
there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention it because of our conversation today about Facebook ads and incorporating getting listings.
And that's kind of the cool thing. Like it's kind of, in the last little while now that Facebook's really becoming a viable medium. Especially for getting seller leads, and
I agree.
So now, we've got all of the follow-up programs already in place. So very cool. Good.
Right. I mean, they even have a thing now. They just started with an autoresponder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which we already have built into our websites and so forth. But you know, I just see the whole tracking of it is basically your stuff, and then they've kind of the reason I thought it was very helpful is because it's taken what we've done and put it in a social media environment as opposed to the hard copies mailed out. Not that one isn't better than the other, because it is. They're both impactful, but it's just the idea that, you know, if one person wanted to do it one direction instead of a different way, that this is an option, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I think of you all the time with this, but I still love getting listings. Don't
awesome.
Get me wrong.
Me too.
Yeah, it's awesome, as are all your programs. But, I haven't made the transition yet from all clients over to GoGo clients. I think part of it is the cost factor. It's certainly quite different in terms of, 75.
Well, the difference is the there's no limits on the auto responders, and there's the free recorded messages and the texting to join, and then we're adding all of the all the landing pages, all the programs are going to be in there now.
That'll be great.
So
you know when? Yeah, I know you've been. That was your big.
It's a constant process. I know. That's my question too. When?
I know.
When will this be done?
Well, I know you said this is your high priority, and I knew this whole
really
last
is.
Month it was what you were concentrating on or having been worked on. And I was thinking of holding back a little bit longer with GoGo clients until this is all in there, all the landing pages. One last question, Dean. With regard to what Chuck has done with Milton Daily Homes, I don't want to monopolize the conversation here.
No,
but
not at all.
You sure? Okay. I love what Chuck did, and I was starting to price out having I won't say custom website, but using that same formula where he does his daily YouTube videos and still has the three follow-up, practices of, calling, contacting me through Starbucks. I love that stuff.
Don't do anything with that. That's one of the page things that we're going to have in GoGo Agent is a Market Watch page where you can have a video or or just your links from your MarketWatch newsletter. So that's all on the slate here.
Oh, that's great, because I've been trying to really work myself into being fully, you know, aware of YouTube and all that, because I'm getting really, really close to wanting to really launch a big social media.
The landing page things are they're imminent now. That should be. I mean, I have a call with Jeff and Todd tomorrow to get to review all the stuff. But Todd's been working on, you know, doing all these landing pages, which is great. So.
Oh yeah, because I know our website isn't, you know, designed for that, other than what is already in place for extra landing pages, you know, to take you there. And I was trying to figure out how to incorporate it, but you know, I've called two different.
What we'll have on this one is completely customizable, so you could start from scratch and create every, you know, create the words and pictures and links and whatever you want on there.
Oh, that's fabulous. If I were to go into the existing All Clients and enhance the feature where I know Chuck had done the three, you know, next step things, the Starbucks, would I be able
another,
to?
Chuck has another, that's another site from that. That's not on the, on that's another WordPress site that he'd have.
Yes, yes,
it's
a, correct. And, right, it's separate from his money-making website altogether.
Right.
It's like it runs in tandem with
the
money-making website. And it's still a very, very powerful tool for him, I'm sure. But my question is, if I were to create, because Chuck said he created those three landing pages, if you will, God, I can't use the right terminology, the piece for the Starbucks and the all three of those on the right-hand side of his thing. He did that out of All Clients initially. And I'm wondering if I were to set that up initially, then when the landing pages are set up with the Google client stuff, will I be able to just transfer them over, or should I just wait and not create anything?
Well, I think you could do that now in GoGo Agent. You could do that right now. It's
okay.
And maybe even a little faster because of the landing page templates that we already have in there.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Because what I'm trying to do is get ready for when you have those landing pages set up so that I don't have to start all the way from the ground zero. I've already created a couple things that I can just work on. So I don't want to have to start from zero because that's such a setback with scheduling and so forth right now, because my kids are are teenagers, and I'm just going crazy as we get ready to, you know, gear up for college.
there we go.
I know, they're 16, and they're starting, and they're driving. I can't believe it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to do what I can in advance, so while I have some time, I can at least get things set. I can start working on them now so that when these other things are set up, I feel like I've gotten something accomplished, ready to move into the next phase of it, you know.
Perfect.
All right, well, then I'll just keep bugging you when those landing pages are
exactly, and I keep bugging them, so that's good. I want them faster than you do. Okay.
I understand. Well, I love these weekly calls or these monthly, bi-monthly calls that we do, and I get so much out of it. So thank you again, Dean, for all that you do. I wish I could have attended the last get-together at the Academy, but
Well, you come to the next one.
Yeah, I know. It's just the scheduling with the kids and my husband being out of town has been just too hard for me to get there. Someone's got to get them to school in the mornings at the moment, so. Anyway, when things free up, I'll have more freedom to travel. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Meanwhile, thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, guys. Star 6 on your phone. Okay, going once. Going twice. And sold. Okay, guys, so thank you for calling in. Stay tuned. I posted up that the link to the video on the Facebook ads on our Facebook group, or yeah, on our Facebook group, and we'll watch for our tutorial on how to do it specifically for getting listings. Okay, have a great day, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.